And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports that the corn crop is rated 67% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. 14% is dented compared with 6% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 30%. 49% is in dough stage compared with 30% last week, and the five-year average of 68%. For soybeans, NAS reports 62% of the crop is rated good to excellent, down 1 percentage point from a week ago. 75% of the crop is setting pods compared with 60% last week, and the five-year average of 87%. In the Pro Farmer John Deere Crop Tour, scouts peg the South Dakota corn crop at 147.62 BPA. The three-year tour average is 118.85 BPA. In Ohio, Pro Farmer put the yield for corn at 148.75 BPA, compared with the tour's three-year average of 143.95 BPA. BPA. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are expected to trade mostly steady, but there is scattered firm tones as well, suggesting prices may end the day higher than at the start. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $59 to $64. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $59. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,391. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $76.50 to $88, the weighted average $84.23. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $55.02 to $68.54, the weighted average $66.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,497, the base price range $77 to $89, the weighted average $86.74, and on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $82.33 to $89.08, the weighted average $84.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, we'll go down to Florida and give you an update on Tropical Storm Faye. Faye made landfall early this morning around 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 4 a.m. Central Time. And Faye made landfall a little bit farther south than what some of the forecasts were yesterday. The landfall was made about 55 miles south of Fort Myers. And the latest on Faye, Faye's 7 a.m. Central Time centered position this morning is located about 30 miles east-southeast of Fort Myers and 35 miles southwest of Moore Haven on the west side of Lake Okeechobee. And Faye is moving toward the north-northeast at 9 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue today, taking the center of Faye across the Florida Peninsula. A decrease in forward speed and a turn to the north is expected tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain around 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow weakening is expected as Faye moves farther inland today. And right now, tropical storm force winds, that would be winds of 39 miles per hour or higher, extend outward up to 125 miles from the center. Faye is expected to produce rainfall of 4 to 8 inches, maximum storm totals of 10 inches across the southern and east central sections of the Florida Peninsula. Accumulations of 3 to 5 inches are possible in the northwestern Bahamas. And Faye is expected to move slowly northward and then maybe drift a little westward. So the center in a couple of days will probably be somewhere near the Georgia-Florida border. The bottom line right now is it looks like Faye is just going to kind of meander down there, probably stay just a tropical storm to tropical depression strength. The only way it would become a hurricane is if somehow the center goes out enough into the Atlantic Ocean It looks like it may emerge. The center may emerge briefly along the coast over the Atlantic Ocean between Daytona Beach and Jacksonville later tomorrow into Wednesday. But it would, if it got out over the Gulf Stream, it could strengthen. Right now, that's not anticipated. But with the lack of any firm movement of this storm, anything to really steer it, it could meander just about anywhere. But right now, it looks like some heavy rain for some of the drier areas of South Georgia, southern Alabama, maybe southern Mississippi. But the bottom line is Faye does not appear to be moving northward, and as a result, it should not have an impact on the Midwestern Corn Belt weather or the Central Plains hard red winter wheat or the Northern Plains spring wheat belts here anytime soon. Now, some of the leftover moisture from Faye could come northward into our area if we continue to have a southerly flow in the upper atmosphere next week. Just a lot of moisture down that way could be brought northward. And it does look like we are going to get more into a southerly flow of air late this week that will increase humidity levels over the Midwest Corn Belt and increase the chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday into the weekend. However, right now I don't see coverage of rainfall over the Midwest being great enough to reverse the dry trend that we've been in of late. So when we're looking at soybeans going through the pod setting and critical stages of development, probably less moisture than desired for most fields in the Midwest. I'm not seeing severe reductions in yields because of this. There's plenty of subsoil moisture, but it does look rather dry still. But chances of precipitation will start to increase late this week into the weekend. Temperatures as we go through the next week will be near to slightly above average, so that will help speed up the growth rates of corn and soybeans across the Midwest Corn Belt. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 889 and three quarters, down a quarter last trade, down eight. At the Board of Trade, September opened at 858 and a half, down one and a quarter last trade, on 11 and three quarters. September corn, 551 and a quarter, down one and three quarters last trade, down eight. December, 570 and three quarters, down two last trade, down nine and a quarter. September beans opened at 1277 and a half, down one and a half last trade, down 15 and a half. November, 1286 and a half, down two and a half last trade, down 18. September soybean meal opened at 348, down 180 last trade, down 380. September soybean oil opened at 5250, down two last trade, down 79. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. No advance registration is required. Just come on down. Panelists for the meeting include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Liz Mann, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities and Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's get right into the markets for the opening bell. I was a little bit interested to note that it looked like on the calls they were more concerned with outside markets than the fundamentals that they're seeing off the tour and off of NASS.
Well, and they're also worried about rain coming, thinking that some people think that we'll get more rain than expected, others saying no. So that's basically where it's coming from. We made such a big move up yesterday. If you remember, last Friday we closed down, but we were also above the earlier Friday. So that's got everybody all confused about where we've been and where we're at.
So is it a typical turnaround Tuesday, at least for the start of the market?
Yeah, I think it is. We're talking corn and beans down, corn down 8 to 10, beans down 15 to 20. That's part of it. And part of it is a few weather forecasters have got more rain in the forecast. Most do not. And after this goes through, most forecasters have very little rain for the, you know, the next following 10 days.
Do you think those calls will hold up by the end of the session?
I think we could be anywhere. Our guys would be buying corn down in the 550 to 55 area. That would be down 20. I don't know that we'll get that far. and they'd be buying beans down in the 1250 area, 1260 area. That would be down 28 to 30. We did get last night to 1262 in those beans.
And I suppose in the wheat crop, dryness in Argentina and Australia is becoming more of a concern?
Yes, that is. And the rest of the world worries about what they have and what it's going to be.
What do you think? When do you think the big push for acres, the acreage battle, will actually gear up in full force?
I think it'll be from mid-harvest into mid-spring. I think it'll start though at mid-harvest that we'll realize that hey, we've got to have acres for this. I think by then, by mid-harvest, we should have an idea what kind of crop we have. I don't think anybody knows right now, even with all the information out there.
All right, Pete. See you this evening in Gilman, then.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He'll be on the panel tonight at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman, Illinois. The meeting's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.